They called her Bertie. To be in Bertie Banks' classroom was to assemble on the branches of a willow tree in the season of birds. Her fourth graders added and subtracted birds, studied the map by migrations, read the birds' lives, and learned more words than you'd think would fit in our mouths. Before dawn, she explored the marsh back of her bungalow, then came to room 104 with a story. Her voice hopping from word to word, branch to branch, excited, lighter than air. We'd catch her words, her little creatures. We'd lose if we weren't quick as they were. Fall 1945, back to school, and the war ended. Miss Banks brought home a story from the desert. Out before sunup, as ever, she saw the sky fill up in every corner with one sudden light, first whiter than any white she'd ever seen, then red, then some nameless thunder that rattled and dirtied the air around her. July 16, 1945 it was. She told us it was marked in her book of days. Oh, Bertie, hair in a bun, flowered dress, schoolmarm glasses, it was all your disguise. Oh, Bertie, you were our wild woman of the thicket, marsh, and desert, our seer, come home covered with feathers and dangerous dusts, bringing home word of the new seasons and what they might mean for the children in her willow tree.